Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio, segment four with John Lederer from Reed Exhibitions. Also active with Inventor's Spotlight at some of the major trade shows in the industries, hardware show and PGA particularly coming up. John, we have some work to do this segment. We don't have much time, and we got to make sure our listeners are happy. And they have a lot of questions, and I know that we're going to answer them because it was all in the summary at the end of segment three that I was saying that we're going to help them. So I want to exhibit. What do I need to do? Tell me, besides packing my bags and all fresh clothes and all that kind of stuff, tell me what I need to bring.
Well, first off, you're going to want to bring comfortable shoes. That's one of the more priorities. When you're talking to coming to the show, to the trade show facility, talking about the floor.
Yeah, let's say I'm an exhibitor. I'm going to need to bring my comfortable shoes. I'm going to need to pack. I'm going to need to book a hotel. Yep. What do I need to bring? Do I need to bring, tablecloths and samples of my products? And these are all the questions that are coming up.
Yeah. Obviously, you're going to want to pack as you normally would. I would imagine. But that's the good thing about these packages that we set up is they're complete turnkey. So we already give you the table, we already give you the chairs, the carpeting, the ID sign, and all you have to do is just show up to the show with your invention. Obviously, you got to bring business cards. That's most critical. If you want to bring some pamphlets, some flyers, by all means, you can also get a banner made up. Like a Kinko's, I would say. They're pretty reasonable. But, yeah, business cards is very important. And now, as far as, getting leads from these folks who come to your booth, I would advise collecting the business cards. And that's a great way to maintain, all the important information you're going to need to do a follow-up.
Okay, well, how much information do I give these people when they're stopping at my table? Are these people that are looking to – I don't know who they are. I mean, fine, they have a badge, and it sounds like a good company, but what do I tell them and what do I say? I just – basically, I'm showcasing my invention, and I'm telling them about it, and I'm giving them a brochure. Maybe I'm giving them a sample. I want to make sure my idea is protected before I go into all the details. But am I taking orders, John, or am I just basically engaging in conversation for potential deals in this type of situation, right?
Yeah, you're really, engaging in conversation, showcasing the idea. I mean, it'd be great for somebody to be able to sell their product and get a $1 million check. But truthfully, that's not realistic. The name of the game is that you have an opportunity to have your invention be seen by some of the biggest names in the industry. By some of the biggest, exhibitors in the industry, some of the biggest buyers in the industry, and obviously the press and media. I mean, where else can you get that?
Right. They just have to go down those aisles. That's the most important thing.
I think anybody who comes to your booth could be a customer. And you know what? You put the blood, sweat, and tears into this invention for, 10, 15 years. Now you got 3 days to be passionate, fired up, excited about showcasing this product to everybody that comes to your booth.
Okay. Now, I also want to be able to go around the floor also. Some of these places are 100,000 square feet facilities. So I remember when we were talking prior to the show, you were saying it's always good to bring somebody, right?
Yeah, you definitely are going to want to bring somebody with you to the show. That's definitely most critical because, you're going to want to have lunch or you're going to have to go take a bathroom break, whatever it may be. But it is always a good idea to, have a partner in your booth.
Okay, so that makes sense. So now these people are talking to me and I'm taking their card and they're taking my card and I'm telling them about my idea and I'm learning a little bit about their company. What do I do with all these leads?
Well, the key thing is as soon as you get back, that's when you should be following off immediately. The last thing you want to do is let those leads just sit there for months at a time because, you only have a window to keep your name or your invention or your idea fresh in that buyer's mind. If you call them up 6 months down the road, you may have trouble getting in touch with them. They may forget, oh, I'm sorry, when did we talk, or whatever it may be. So the sooner you call them, the better off you can get the ball moving.
If I was in an inventor situation and in that position where I was talking to people about my idea and took their cards, when I got home or when I got to my office, I would make sure that I researched all the companies first, find out what they're about before I pursue anything further with them, and see what type of business they're engaged in to see if it makes sense for me and my what I'm thinking. And a lot of inventors don't know where they're going to go yet. I mean, it could be something where they manufacture on their own and they decide to start off with maybe a home shopping type of channel or catalogs where they start to manufacture themselves and they want to go to different buyers and do it. Or they're showcasing there where they are looking to potentially license the product. So, you know, I know a lot of people that started on QVC manufacturing and then went on to licensing. So there's a lot of different opportunities, but you got to take advantage. But most importantly, like we say almost on every single show, do your research. And the first step that you're doing with going to a trade show is doing your research by listening to this show to know what to expect when you go and you're thinking about being an exhibitor at one of these inventor spotlight areas.
So, yeah, definitely.
Right? So, John... Maybe I know that you have a couple great tips for inventors also. Can you? I know you have – let's see if you have 3 to 5 tips. We're winding down the show now, so maybe you could give us some tips for the inventors that participate in these shows.
Well, you know, the 3 tips is, you know, be prepared. Be prepared. Make sure you set the expectations accordingly. And obviously do your research. And once you do your research, just kind of like know exactly – what it is you're looking to buy into. And obviously also look at all what other vendors could be doing. And also set up a website. I think that's really a critical thing as well. Because a lot of people like to see what it is that they're looking at, whether it be before or after the show. The way I look at it is that a website is your storefront, and it helps tell the story about who you are and what it is you're trying to promote. And I think finally, social media is a great avenue nowadays to get the word out there and learn and understand what the industry is doing and understand what the industry is talking about.
That's excellent. I love all the information you gave us, John. And I know the inventors that are listening also love it because they've been emailing me with plenty of comments and a lot of the questions that we've been answering. So I'm happy that this has been some great, great information that you've been able to provide to us. And again, there's John Lederer is from Reed Exhibitions, and they handle the Inventor Spotlight. So you could take a look if you want to listen. I know, John, that you want people to attend and actually exhibit, but some of us may be a little skeptic because we don't know what to expect and we want to be prepared. So maybe we'll go as a guest this time, whether it's John's shows or any shows. Go and look at your industry and get to the trade shows that are convenient for you. Go on to TSNN.com. Look up the different trade shows. Sign up so you can get emails so you know when the trade shows are coming about. Then start to do your research and set up and, you know, get a hotel room and do all that stuff and walk the floor as a trade guest and get yourself prepared. You have PGAshow.com is John's PGA show that'll have Inventor Spotlight. And then what's the other website, John, for the hardware show?
It's thenationalhardwareshow.com.
National Hardware Show?
Well, it's NationalHardwareShow.com.
NationalHardwareShow.com. So, John, that about wraps up our show tonight, and I'd like to thank you again for being a guest on our show, and that was some great information. And to all the listeners out there, I hope you got the same great information and definitely take advantage of just being prepared and doing your research and definitely exploring the opportunities out there for trade shows. So thanks, everybody, for listening. That's about it for this show. Got Invention Radio. This was Brian Fried signing off on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Thank you and good night. Till next.
C. San Diego has always been known for big things, like Big Sun, Big Surf, and now Big Solutions for growing your small business. That's right, CBON, the national provider of communications and IT services for small businesses, is offering local and long-distance calling, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, and more. For details, log on to cbeyond.sandiego.net. That's the letter C, beyond.sandiego.net. CBeyond in San Diego. It's more than big. It's huge.
Hi, this is Chris Merch, president of WS Radio. And for our regular listeners, you know me as Captain Email, a former Marine captain who's been teaching email marketing for nearly 10 years now. You can still get free resources at CaptainEmail.com, but I have a new superpower, also known as CaptainText.com. Text message marketing done the right way can be even more effective than email marketing, and that's saying a lot. But just like email marketing, there's a right way and a wrong way. So log on to CaptainText.com, listen to Text Marketing Radio, and take us for a free text drive. No credit card required. Or better yet, let me show you firsthand how it works. Grab your cell phone, you know that device you can't live without, and text WS to 313131. That's keyword WS to short code 313131 and see how fast it works. That's WS to 313131.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.
Tired of being tired? Need to lose weight? Or are you an athlete looking for peak performance? This commercial is for everyone, young and old, fit or fat. Announcing a revolutionary liquid dietary supplement, ASEA. ASEA actually turns on the antioxidants in your body while boosting your immune system. 16 years of research and development, ASEA is comprised of a salt compound and water combined using our patented process. Taken daily, ASEA improves your energy and stamina with amazing results. Athletes get 5 to 10% increased performance in as little as 2 weeks. Better than steroids, but all natural.
Hi, this is Richard Schroeder. In 100 days of taking ASEA, I've shed over 40 pounds of fat. I feel happier, healthier, and stronger than I have in years. Plus, my doctor reduced my medication, saving me over $100 per month. It works.
Try it with our complete money-back guarantee. We urge you to learn more about ASEA at saltwaterdiet.com. That's saltwaterdiet.com.